fishing all the time.
Oh, you know what that means. It's time for a fishing report. Leaf is here. How you doing, Leaf?
Oh, you know me. I'm ready to go fishing.
I figured you would. Yeah. And you got a big smile on your face. I know this is a good time of year. Lots of things going on, but I'm guessing that it's also got some unique things that you're going to tell us about today.
Yeah. You know, just been having some great, great fishing out there. Yeah. You know, before I forget, you know, I'll throw out there that the Columbia has opened up for sockeye. They weren't sure. I was sure. I mean, they're such a good rebounding fish. I mean, thank goodness that they are. But, man, they've rebounded more than they thought they would this year, that Okanagan run. So they're cruising up the Columbia. Columbia's staying nice and cool for them, so that's good, too. Mm-hmm. And, boy, I've been seeing my buddies down there, you know, such as my buddy Brad at Bobber Down. His clients are all grinning ear to ear, gripping a bunch of fish.
Wow. And, you thinking about going down there?
Oh, I really want to. My buddy Greg there at the Mount Gardner, he's been going. He's just he gets going on that pretty hard, and he's good at it, too. Boy, when I went with him and Jeff, it was just like one of us would drive, the other would fish. The other one would net, and the driver was in charge of the three punch cards. And you literally are going to go around that circle of duties, just boom, 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 boom.
No
and
kidding.
So we just had a production thing going, and you just fill up that cooler, take it home, put it in the smoker, and then I'm you know, looking to can that stuff.
Yeah, boy, so, I bet you got some people's attention there. That sounds fun.
Yeah, well, and that's just a fun one for the family because those are giant boats. So you could get the whole family in there, the wife, kids, everybody, and that's all that much more fish for you. So,
yeah.
Yeah, anyway, enough of that.
Yeah, what do we have close to
home?
How
about this small, awesome river that we've got right here? Yeah. Finally, just getting into just groovy shape. Really dropped down to where I want to see it boating-wise and, you know, basic walk wade-wise, especially the Twisp and Chewuk. You could walk across those guys in most places now. I've been cruising those, and it will be a short window. Within 2 to 3 weeks, they will be too low to be much fun. So, you know, get out there, get your chance
good
on
point.
Those as well.
Good point.
The Methow, you know, it is at, today I think it was sitting just at about 1900 CFS. Oh, so it kind of was dropping really fast, and then it just hit a nice leveling off here. Mm-hmm. And I usually figure that thing's about crossable when at Pateras you got 1100 CFS. And so that's kind of, we're looking at 1900 right now. Mm-hmm. Hopefully, I'm thinking right about 4th of July weekend here, we're going to be at right about that crossable level, that 1100. And that's for me. And my 36 inseam. So keep that in mind, too.
You don't think that warm weather is going to bring down any more?
There's just not a whole lot of snow left up there to squeeze. And I think it's showing in how it's leveling. If anything, it'll just sort of bolster that that runoff and keep it level for a little bit longer, which is just fine.
Yeah, yeah.
But also keep in mind, it could just be a little bit higher than maybe you're used to if you're over here just inner tubing or, you know, not the, the most stable of walk waders. You know, just be careful.
Yeah, yeah. Still be careful. Absolutely.
Yep. Remembering to avoid the glass, drinking containers, and flip-flops would be a great thing to toss out there, too, so I don't have to pick up too much of that.
Yes.
But, yeah, you know, fishing, the meat and potatoes of this report.
Tell us a fun story. I know you've
got some. Oh, man. Yeah, well, I got a brief chance to tell you a heads up. I had a good one, and boy, I have had just a good few trips out there lately, not only with my cousins and, you know, a couple of these young, you know, 4 and 7-year-old girls. We were just ripping it one night on this evening hatch down by Carlton. I couldn't believe it. Couldn't go wrong. Mm-hmm. There's also been those days, though, where it was kind of every other and had clients that had cast for a long time working hard all day and not getting quite as much luck. Mm-hmm. So you just never know. There's been some incredible hatches lately. And, yeah, I was out with a couple of my fellow fly clubbers, Bob and Jay, and, boy, it was incredible. We've had so many of these stories, right, where we've talked about the bull trout attacks, and I've had so many of those chances to get them so close to netting them or getting them to hand while they're trying to chew on my fish, and I'm trying to save that little fish that they're chewing on, and, boy, it was one of those. We were some pretty fast-moving water, so I was sort of dragging anchor and back rowing at the same time, trying to give them enough time on this certain section of water. And Jay hooked into this about 10, 12-inch little maybe residual or outgoing steelhead smolt. Pretty chunky little fish on its own right. Mm-hmm. He was in the back of the boat, and before you know it, it was kind of swooping down next to Bob and I, and there came the big shadow out of the depths, and it started taking whacks at that thing. And he's trying to get it in, and so was the bull trout, and the bull trout got a hold of that thing by the tail and then took it down to the bottom, and it was just sitting right next to us, just jogging in this fast flow. And before I knew it, I looked down, and we were all three watching it at this point, like it was in slow motion, in like 5 feet deep water, moving way too fast for you to ever get into, but just jogging right next to us. And it flipped it from holding onto its tail to holding onto it straight in the middle like a dog with a bone.
Oh, dear.
And the next thing they'll do is try to put it into their mouth head first, because they want those fin rays to lay down just right when they're swallowing them down. So Jerry started to try to put the wood to it, but he's only really got like a 4 or 5 weight rod, which is not going to... That's when you're saying put the wood to it. That's like putting a chopstick to it. You're not really going to put much backbone into that fish. And so I could tell he was pulling back as hard as he could. And that bully finally started to kind of yield his head up. And he's still just shaking his head and chewing on that thing. And I'll be damned if I didn't whack him in the face with my oar as I'm back rowing. And Jay says, net it. I'm like, this never works. He's like, come on, just try. And I was like, all right. So I back rowed as hard as I could a couple more times to give us a second. Jumped up. Bam, netted that fish. That bull trout had no hook in it, but it went into our net. Sure enough, it coughed up the steelhead smolt the moment it hit my net. I showed it to Bob and Jay, chucked it back in the river, and said, here's your fish. Boom, and threw it back in.
They're like bulldogs. You know, they latch on, and they're not going to give up short of grabbing them.
So,
that's funny. That's a good one.
I would say Jay is kind of cemented at least a certain amount of legend with that the bull trout no hook landing legend here on the river for sure.
You can't say that never works anymore, because it did work once.
But I guess it does work at least once in 100 tries.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we went through the rest of that day, and I just, it was just a great day. You know, I kind of chunked out a large portion of water for him because the water was moving so fast. And about halfway through the float, it was, you know, one of those sort of drizzly days we've been having lately, but still sort of humid and warm.
Yeah, yeah.
And it occurred to me that, it didn't occur to me. I started seeing fish out of place, though, hitting in the middle of the river, just in nothing weird water. And I started seeing big bugs, and I thought they were traveling sedges. And then it occurred to me that, this is when the brown drakes pop off. And that is just an incredible hatch. And we may still have just a few days of this left, too, before or during or, you know, around this 4th of July weekend. So I would give people the heads up. It's a huge fly. It's like the size of a crane fly, this brown drake.
Oh, yeah.
And it'll make trout do something that's super unique to any hatch around here. And it's that they will bust out of that normal, you know, looks like a fishy spot and swim anywhere.
They'll go for it. They like it.
Yeah, whether it's seeing one and going after it or just looking around trying to find the next one. This is a bug that gets these fish jonesing. And so the first one we noticed, I was you know, there again, kind of giving them some back row, giving them a shot at a river left shot on the bank there, kind of working a seam. And this fish hits about 10 feet below the boat, just in the middle of the river. And it sounded like somebody threw a big rock in the river. So we knew what it was. And big trout, you know, eating off the surface. Wow. So it took another couple of minutes for me to realize what we were seeing, and we made the shift there, and we got some on the brown drake. And just, it's good to have that pattern, but also if you don't, just know that it will change the attitude of the fish. And if you can get anywhere near the size or color of that bug and hit it on them, and just cover all the water, do your normal dead drift down the lane. Yeah. And then I always say, you know, lift up the tip kind of and skate that bug across and slide it across the whole river in front of yourself, too. There again, like we were talking about with swinging last week, and just kind of cut up the river down in front of yourself, too, just in case there's a big old fatty out there cruising around.
You know, we mentioned this probably every other report, but knowing the hatches, recognizing the bugs,
absolutely,
and starting to understand the allure of each one, like this one here.
Yep.
It's like, if they're happening,
yeah,
switch bugs,
absolutely,
go for it.
Always have a few in your box. You know, around here, we get pretty, you have to get down to it on your small bugs, but you can, a lot of the time when it's big bugs, you can kind of just be roughly here or there. But that's one of those I always have a half dozen of those in my box for sure, just waiting for that one to happen, because you'll also get one later with the green drakes. And so, you know, like I say,
do they like the greens as much as the golds?
It doesn't Well, it sort of, it doesn't really trigger that ranging around effect, I think, and that recklessness that the big Browns do.
Interesting.
And so, you know, we'll have that, like I say, a couple more opportunities probably if you see some of this mixed weather, like I see a possible 30 to 50% this afternoon. Mm-hmm. Those are the times that it happens. And then we're going to go into the Golden Stones and the Hoppers. So we're just going into nothing but big bugs and dry flies from here on out. You can nymph a little bit more. It's your, if you're swinging, you're doing it on lighter lines and lighter bugs now. Mm-hmm. But this is where I'm pretty much just packing around my dry fly line because I know that I can make it happen. Just got to figure out what they're eating.
Cool. Yeah, I've noticed the grasshoppers are already way bigger than I thought they were going to be.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, per use, if you need any fishing tips or would like to book a trip, then you just get a hold of me there at 509-429-7298. You can send me a message on the interwebs at metalfishingadventures@gmail.com. And check out the new backcountry fishing blog that I wrote. I'm not a great writer, but it's something for you to think about. Maybe some ideas for your next backcountry hike and trip. I know a lot of folks are always curious, so it's kind of my response to you. And if you need any questions, or if you have any questions about the little snippets I gave you on a few of those lakes, feel free to get in touch with me. But as always, thanks to those great folks over there at North 40 Fly Shop for sponsoring the report. Take care of one another, get some sun on you, and get that fish right on, baby.